Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're happy to kick things off here. For us, accountability is a very important topic, and we really appreciate the focus on it in this block. The GGE already has a significant body of previously agreed language on accountability that we should build on for this instrument. In our view, for this language to be appropriate for an instrument, it needs to be more specific in explaining how and when the practices in this section are to be implemented and what is required of states. Although we recognize that paragraphs 1 and 2 are consensus GGE language, we think these paragraphs are overly general and too abstract for an instrument that states are to adopt for this element. But we also recognize that these capture really important general understandings. So one approach may be to adapt and include them in the preliminary considerations section that we discussed earlier this week, which our delegation noted at the time might be better framed as an element designed to reflect the general purposes of the instrument. We also see the general points in paragraphs 1 and 2 as somewhat redundant with the third paragraph. Alternatively, or perhaps in addition, we would suggest drawing from the second sentence of paragraph 17C of the 2019 report for this element. And that language says, states must also ensure individual responsibility for the employment of means or methods of warfare involving the potential use of weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems in accordance with their obligations under IHL. So we could lock that in this block and then build on it. In particular, we think, although that's quite a general statement, it is framed in terms of what states must do, so it would be appropriate as an element of an instrument. Now, paragraph 3, in our view, is very important. We see the purpose of paragraph 3 being to clarify that all steps that states take to implement IHL obligations should also be applied to laws. Article 6 of our draft articles proposal lists a number of accountability measures that could be added to paragraph 3. In our draft Article 6, it begins with the general idea, as I just said, that states should only deploy laws within their general framework for implementation of IHL, and then it lists out aspects of a state's IHL implementation framework. So in addition to including the point that's already here in paragraph 3, about operating laws within a responsible chain of human command and control, the draft Article 6 in our draft articles proposal contains 5 other aspects of a state's IHL implementation framework that should be applied to laws, and we think those could be added here. They include things like domestic law under which the state can hold its personnel accountable, and internal mechanisms for reporting incidents that may involve IHL violations. Now, as I said, all of the measures that we have in our draft Article 6, we think could be added here. And rather than having separate paragraphs for each of those aspects, we would recommend moving all of those accountability measures into paragraph 3 in order to make sure they are presented clearly. And we're happy to share that list with you, Chair. We again really appreciate you including accountability as a topic in this instrument. We do think this is an issue where consensus is possible, and we're hoping that the measures in our draft articles can provide a basis for strong language. Thank you.